Blog Talk Radio.
Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. How is everybody doing tonight? You know, I'm always so excited about Tuesday night. I get to share my life with everybody and share everyone else's life with the people that are I'm sharing my life with. So everybody say hi to Addie. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, you know, we work hard over here. She works hard over here at the Miss Goldie T radio show, getting the facts. You know, I just like to play with everybody on the phone and talk to everybody on the phone and chit chat. She actually always gets down to the facts, and I love it. I appreciate it. We have an exciting show tonight, as usual. We will be getting in someone else's business, which will be my manager, CEO of Under Lock and Key Entertainment, Mike Ice and the Under Lock and Key Camp. I'm so excited about them coming on the line. I know you always hear me talk about Under Lock and Key. You always hear me talk about, you know, Angie Mulani and Mike Ice and everybody over there at the Under Lock and Key Camp. Well, tonight we finally get to talk to them and chop it up and see what's going on with Under Lock and Key. And see what's going on with the awesome camp, rich lady of the camp. And I love it. You know, we're going to get into the history of it. We're going to get into a lot of stuff. We're going to chop it up over here. So, you know, how was everyone's 4th of July weekend? Shout out to my Auntie Charlotte. Today's her birthday. She always gets to have an awesome birthday because, you know, anyone's birthday that comes around a holiday usually has an awesome birthday. So, sister, how was your weekend? What did you do for the 4th of July holiday?
Of course, pampered my children. You know how I do. I make sure I cook good for them. So I barbecued some ribs and everything and, you know, just sat back and chilled as always. You know I'm low-key.
You know what? Being from another state and moving away from all your friends and family, I find that the most difficult time is during the holidays. So this year, I have had the experience of being away from everyone for the holidays. I was away from everyone for Mother's Day and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. Almost every holiday, I was away from my family and also the 4th of July. But shout out to the youth friends that I have out here in ATL. You know, they come check on me sometimes and everything. but it's something to get used to. That's why friends and family and support systems are very important. You never should underestimate the importance of a support system, of a family structure, of people that you have that you can just get on the phone and call. Because I think if it wasn't for the people that I could reach out to and chit-chat with and keep my spirit going, this could be a very trying time. But, you know, I wish I was at a cookout. Because you know what? I would have been at that cookout. Yeah.
And it's like, because of our closeness, although we're so far apart from each other, you know how it's like we have that kin spirit to where we feel each other. And it's like,
right.
I cannot wait to get in your presence just so I can hold you and show you how much I love you and how much I miss you. It's like, like you said, it's nothing like having family there, but then sometimes we venture off. And although, you know how big my family is, I feel like I'm still here by myself. So because of certain people who conduct themselves as my family, like yourself, it's so far away from me. But I can't wait till we reunite face to face. Like, I cannot wait to hold my sister.
Right. And you know what? My neighbor, I was talking to my neighbor yesterday, and she has this big, beautiful house across the lawn, right? And I always see her because I'm always in the backyard. And I see her, she waves or whatever. So she invited me over there. And when I went in her house was just so big and beautiful. And she had all these beautiful things in her house. But her house was actually empty. And she was just in there, just like she's just in there sitting in there in this big, beautiful house with all these things in this house. And she was telling me how her whole family lives around here, but she didn't see any of her family for the holiday. And I'm thinking, you know, if I was around my family, I would have been with them. I would have been wherever they was at, or we would have found a way to get together. So, you know, shout out to all the people that had cookouts and attended cookouts this holiday. I'm pretty sure you had fun and it was exciting. I had fun right here in the backyard. I made some frozen drinks and I actually made myself a meal. You know, you have to follow the hashtag Goldie's Kitchen. So see, I'm always doing something, and sometimes people think, you know, she really over there chefing it up. Sometimes I just don't have no other choice. I make the struggle look good is what I'm trying to tell you. But I'm going to take it to my man Michael Jackson, because I wish I was at a cookout listening to this. So this is what I was in here doing the 4th of July weekend. I was in here making my own memories. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. We'll be right back.
everybody standing around the club looking all hard, mean, mugging. What happened to love making? You know what I'm saying?
Tell me, have you seen it? Tell me where it go.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to sing R&B on stage, attract a lot of,
you know,
women throwing patties on stage,
yeah,
and your boy going hard on the scene. Melodies followed by high notes, and then the crowd hit me up with them screams.
Yeah.
I say true musicians don't play no more.
No.
Tell me where they went. I say truly vocals don't sing no more.
No. Tell me where did it go?
I don't know. Tell me. Just got caught up in wanting to be hard, trying to be a champion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Not as far as I see, 'cause you know it lives within you and me.
Live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And that was our guest from last week, Prince Joe Shun, with his new single, R&B Ain't Dead. He is also one of the artists that I have the pleasure of working on his project. I got so many projects lined up, and it's so exciting. I actually love working with the artist more than being an artist, because being an artist is hard work, and you have to stay relevant. You have to make timeless music. You have to answer a lot of calls that, you know, you might not want to answer. And it's hard to stay grounded. It's just a lot. It's so much work and so many darts that come your way. Shout out to the artists that stay out there grinding and working hard. I really just do it for fun. Me as an artist, I'm doing it for fun. I love doing it. I love entertaining, and I love being the entertainment. I think you all should know that by now. So shout out to Prince Joe Shun. Shout out to the Under Lock and Key Camp and my other manager from my management team, Shaw Ames, listening on the line. And shout out to Mother Cooper out there and Yonkers listening online. Mother Cooper listens on the line every week, so I hope y'all know that when you send that music up here, she probably praying for you. So that's why I always be a good girl on the air, because I know that she's listening and you guys don't. So I don't bother to tell you, because I just want you all to get busted. So, sister, do you know that I got 2 new tattoos?
I seen them, and I was saying, ouch, the whole entire time. I looked at them, because I have some that are not completed because of the ouch feeling.
And you know what? I guess I'm going through my midlife crisis. I'm just so bored, losing my mind down here, that I just decided to ink myself up some more. But I love my new tattoos. Shout out to the guy that did my tattoos out here in Georgia. he was really great and amazing, and it wasn't as bad as it looked. I'm still going through the pain right now. I can't wait for it to heal, so, you know, I can see the outcome of my artwork. So, you know, pretty soon we're going to have Under Lock and Key CEO Mike Ice on the line. And while we're waiting for him to come on the line, I'm just going to play a little bit of Goldilocks because I just love her so much. Like, she's one of my favorite rappers. And this song actually was produced by Amadeus. Shout out to Get Adam Films, Get Adam Records. He shot the My Life video. I just have some multi-talented friends. I love my friends. I love my network. They always say your network determines your net worth. And the network of friends and people that I have in my corner is worth more than money. And I have access to people that money can't buy. So shout out to the infamous Amadeus and the whole Get Adam family, Mrs. Get Adam. I love them. I can't wait till they come down here to Georgia so we can tear the city up. And we will be right back on the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Fat.
Good looking, baby. I got you on this right here.
I picture something going on between me and you. Pure white sand, water, aqua blue. Me in a bikini, you in a swimsuit. Money ain't a problem when it comes to me and you. You better damn well know I love strong and hard. I'm into white picket fences and acres of lawn. I love eating fish, keep my belly full of prawn. Trying to see what you want, your jump off is irrelevant. Just like McDonald's, one taste and you'll be loving it. Doing things for you, that's a secret to the government. You can change on your love, I'ma keep on rerunning it. What's funny is, I'm your best kept secret. The one you love to creep with, leave your girl to sleep with. Feelings go deep with, we're a match made in heaven. I keep you open all night like 7-Eleven.
Radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. So, you know, I don't want to hold us up because I'm so excited about talking to Mike Ice. I know my sister Addie is so excited about talking to Mike Ice. But I'm just going to take it to the ULK anthem, and then we'll be right back on the line with the CEO of Under Lock and Key Entertainment, Mike Ice himself.
LK.
Yeah.
ULK.
Angel Milani, Big Bo Destruct. Listen.
ULK. ULK. ULK.
I don't wanna beef and fight. Make a couple hits and enjoy my life. Spit a couple balls like something for a sight. Probably on myself, I'll be it right. Both of fire, my success rate. So chapter, no ones who've been acting. That seems to low key hate. Ones who fake, living every day. That's a risk I gotta take. My mind been contemplating. Grind is demonstration that I'm working hard and I'm gonna make it. Haters hating on me, but now I'm just moving, never losing. I'm never falling. I've been balling my current conversation. It's all about the obligations to be famous. And money, success. from now on. Talking, that's my language, but I'm patient. Haters hating, I'm just waiting every night. Celebrating like I made it. Turned up all up in this game. I'm the lock and key more lock. We already at the top. Grind my soul, I won't stop. Coming from the bottom, whipping all this concrete. With my heart been cold, but I keep it real. So my tongue would never fall. Got this black diamond, it won't roll like
a ULK, all on the radio. ULK, all in the magazine. ULK, we very heavy here. Yo, we be everywhere, and cats be very scared. ULK, all on the radio. ULK, all in the magazine. ULK, we very heavy here. Yo, we be everywhere, all of you best beware. Now what y'all know about that Shrock and Mulani? If they described us in the form of whips, we be Bugattis, you got me? Better off forfeiting, you too sloppy. The nerve of you, acting all tough when you Punani. You probably pee sitting down, we splitting clowns. Cut it out, you ain't eligible to be getting crowned.
Not at all.
Matter of fact, all of you niggas peasant level. When you got two choices, be gone to get this medal.
Either or.
Never settle for less than what I'm entitled to.
Nope.
And if you think you a match for me, I'm striking you. You know I'm the human bomb, why would you light the fuse?
Why?
I'm all about my respect, not being likable. Master this art, know my way in the dark. On my extra fly shit, sip rose mold
when I'm parched.
You well, K, we do this hella proper. They'll never stop us, much too ill. Let's send a doctor, nigga.
ULK, on the radio, ULK.
And I'm back live. You are now tuned in to the Miss Goldie T radio show. First Lady with the Facts on Culture Z radio network, where urban culture lives. And I always have to give a shout out to Culture Z radio network for giving me a voice, giving me my own show, and letting me do what I want to do. So shout out to them. Shout out to Shaki Abdul. And if you ever miss any of the shows, you can always tune in to www.culturezineradionetwork.com and catch up on the past shows. You can always look on my Facebook page and listen to the past shows. And I'm not going to hold you any further. So right now, I have on the line my brother. He's like my father. He's my mother's son. You can't tell my mother nothing about this dude. So hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Goldie? What's going on?
I'm so excited. You know what? You excite me all the time because you work so hard. You're very consistent and you're very serious. And it has been 11 years now that I put my career in your hands. And we're going to get into that. But, you know, first, I just want to give a shout out to the whole Under Lock and Key family. I love them. It's a hardworking team you have over there. And I know you handpicked everybody on the team. So I always tell everyone about my guests and how we met. So Mike Ice was doing a showcase somewhere, and I performed. I don't know if it was it your showcase?
It was the Crimson Lounge. It was Big Cal's showcase. And I was there, and you was getting ready to go on, and you were sitting down, and you was messing with Cal, telling him, like, when you gonna put me on? He's like, yo, you next. So that was the start of the whole situation. And then me and you had a meeting at One Fish, Two Fish, remember? And I came with a blueprint, you came with a blueprint.
Yes.
And then we took off from there.
Let me tell them about that. This is why. I mean, people was coming at me. Oh, Goldie, like, let me manage you, because, you know, came out the gate, and I'm like this bossy little chick that's running through the showcases, boss the people around, and just coming out there like a beast. So Mike Ice took me out to One Fish, Two Fish, and he sat me down, and he had paper, and he drew out every single thing about me. Like, he drew out how he wanted me to look, how he wanted my album cover to look, how my bio was going to look. The plan, he drew it with a pencil. So that meant so much to me that somebody took the time out, because I just be running game on people sometimes. I just will fast talk them. I don't really got no blueprint till later. But that means you took the time to think about my career and what you could do with me, and you never made me compromise myself or compromise my image. You never pushed me into a point where, oh, you got to be this old sexy female. You never did any of those things to me. You never made me do things I didn't want to do. And, I mean, you always had my best interest at hand, and I love you for that.
Yeah, definitely. You know that. You know what I'm saying? We started off, you know, R.I.P. to Elegance, you know, and, you know, Y.P. and Surreal, them was the first Under Lock and Key members of the whole thing.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. So tell us about when you started Under Lock and Key and who was your first artist?
Yeah, well, basically back in 1997 is when I first started it. I started doing showcases and everything. And then I decided to put together Under Lock and Key Entertainment and manage artists. And the first artist on my management was Elegance. You know, R.I.P. I mean, everybody knows the story, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was one of the first artists. We actually used to go to every show in New York City outside. We used to perform everywhere. And then the next person was you. And then Y.P. and then Surreal. So we actually put them four together. And we moved that unit for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, you took the torch and you ran with it. And 11 years later, we won an underground music award last year.
We're going to get into all of that, too. But before we skip from the beginning to the end, we're going to back it up to Elegance. Rest in peace to Elegance. Elegance was an incredible MC. You know, he had like a little mix of Jay-Z, like his swag was crazy. And I really, you know, they tell me as a hip-hop artist that I shouldn't say this, but I don't listen to hip-hop music because I don't like what people are saying. I don't like the way they do it. But Elegance, somebody told me the other day that I make timeless music. Elegance also was another artist that made timeless music. So I'm going to give you a little bit of taste of Elegance with his stomp. Put your ex up to stomp if you're from the Bronx. And, you know, we threw up a lot of shows. That was like my brother. Rest in peace, Elegance. And we're going to play this stomp if you're from the Bronx.
Yeah.
New York City, Under Lock and Key. BX, the boogie down, let's go. Get your ex up and stomp if you from the Bronx. Yo. Get your ex up and stomp if you from the Bronx. Yo. Get your ex up and stomp if you from the Bronx. Yo. Get your ex up and stomp if you from the Bronx. Yo. Get your ex up and stomp if you from the Bronx. Yo. Get your ex up and stomp if you from the Bronx. Yo. Get your ex up and stomp if you from the Bronx. Yo. Get your ex up and stomp if you from the Bronx. Doing it be dirty like the East Side boys. So if you feeling it, East Side make some noise. The Bronx. Back, heavy bomb spitting its crack. I'm shutting down the game with a ski mask and a Mac. I ain't never scared, this is for my dog niggas everywhere. If you reppin' your hood, throw your sets in the air. I'm on a block, on the grind, screaming out, get them girls. Getting high, getting drunk, till I feel I'm a Earl. I'm a hothead, spitting out hot legs. Now you tatting your body, cause you think Pac's dead. This is the return to the boss. My palms are itching, my ribs are touching, I dare you to floss. I get a crunk in a club, niggas know what I want. A bottle of Hennessy and a hazy blunt. Against the bitch that looks fly, pushing a whip. That'll ease up, pull out and dump a clip. You son of a bitch, I'm a son of a bitch.
So, you know, the Miss Goldie T radio show is kind of clean. But I love Elegance, so, you know, I'm going to take the hit for that one. But rest in peace, Elegance. He was an incredible lyricist. And, you know, at the time when he was creating music, he's in a hardcore era. And I've created a lot of hardcore music that, you know, I'm not going to say I'm ashamed of right now. But me growing into this butterfly that I am right now, I'm just, you know, opting to make different kind of music. But shout out to Elegance and shout out to the Under Lock and Key camp. So, Mike,
yeah.
I mean, how many shows have you promoted? How many shows has your artist done since you created Under Lock and Key Entertainment?
Wow, Goldie, I can't even count them, man. You know, we just was out there grinding show after show, time after time, location after location. You already know we was everywhere. And I also do my own showcases, too. So I can't even keep a count on them, Goldie. You know what I'm saying? I would have to actually go all the way back, you know what I'm saying, go in the cover somewhere and pull out all the shows we did, all the flyers we printed. And I'm going to try to do that, Goldie, when I get a chance. I've been so busy, so it's hard for me to actually do that. I'm going to put a whole new website up as well. I first started up until now, too. So, you know, look out for that. Definitely.
Yeah, because
we did a lot of shows.
I can count that I've done over 300 shows.
Yeah, it's just basically we did crazy shows. You know what's so funny? I was just looking at some of your footage the other day, right? And I was just sitting there amazed, and I remember one time I had to go on stage and hold you down, and I always ask you, I say, yo, did I do a good job? You're like, yo, if you did a bad job, I would let you know. Remember we went down Connecticut, and then we went down Philly, and then we had to do the RIP salute when we did them four shows in one day. And the last show, I had to go on stage with you at the amphitheater down in Manhattan. So, you know, it was like just crazy. Like, you remember all that?
You know why I'm laughing? Because you used to run me around, right? But I'm telling you, you was on top of your job, and all I had to do was show up and show out, right? So we did four shows in one day. And I took the blanket off that couch. It was a blanket stapled to their couch. But I was so sleepy that I snatched that blanket off that couch, and I was in there sleeping. So when it was time for my turn to get on stage, I almost fell off the stage because I was still asleep.
Yeah, we always got it in, though. You know what I'm saying? Wherever we go, and the thing that actually was so beautiful about everything, when we went in the room, it was like you demanded the room all the time, and everybody would stop what they're doing just to listen to what you had to say. I remember we was at Spotlight on 44th or something like that, and you told everybody to come in off the balcony, everybody from the bar, and everybody stopped what they're doing and came to the stage, and you just tore it down like you always do. So, you know, that's salute to you. And, you know, all the hard work that me and you put in together as a team, man. Anybody can say what they want to say about us, but we did more work than any artist out here in that era up until now. So they can actually, you know, carry on, you know what I mean?
Yes, and shout out to Mommy listening on the line. You know,
she listens to my show.
But now she know you on here. She done called up in the show. I feel some type of way. I feel some type of way now that's messed up. I'm supposed to be the only child now. You know, I gotta share with my mom. But you know what? You share my life, you share my pain, you share my misery. I'm going to so now we have Goldie Locks is the original Under Lock and Key roster. Well, we also got a crazy roster lined up right now. So tell us a little bit before we get into me and Angie Milani, my little baby sister princess. Before we get into me and her track, tell me a little bit about the new camp that you have in the new roster.
Well, the new roster consists of, shout out to Wifey, Shot Ames, and C-Note, our producer. You head the camp, you know what I'm saying? JMO, Destruct, Angie Milani, A. Clay, Mo Black, Destruct, you know what I'm saying? And the newest member is Hassan Boogie, you know what I'm saying? Princess, you know, so.
And
Princess. And that's the new roster, and everybody's under contract with us, and we're doing a lot of things, man. I'm so happy, and I'm so excited to let everybody know the mixtape is going to drop soon. I just, you know, got confirmation of all the CDs and stuff like that, so we're going to be out pushing them soon, you know what I mean? And we're just doing our thing. Goldie, you know how it is, man. New roster, new movement, new things coming, videos, you know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff.
And you know, I don't, you know, me and you have come to some differences about some things and about some artists and about some people you choose to work with. But the lineup that you got right now, let me tell you, I'm proud to be a part of that cipher and that circumference because everybody is putting in the work. Everybody is doing what you need them to do. And we ain't got no suckers on the team. You know what I mean? But you know what? Definitely shout out to Charmaine, which is Mike Ice's wifey. She has a book out too. We're gonna have her on the show separately. But I feel like any man that's working towards a goal and has a goal to achieve needs a strong woman to be his backbone and his support system, not someone who is going to make his job more difficult. And I know that she makes your job easy. I love her. She works well with the team. And she loves what you do, and she does it also. And shout out to her. I love her for that.
Yeah, shout out to wifey. She's a big part of what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? She's the heart and soul and solid rock of the company. And all the artists get along with her, and that's a beautiful thing. They all love her, and they all listen, and they do what they got to do. When she hits them up and tells them they got a show or they got an interview or they got to be in the studio. So this camp is totally different from the other camp, but I just want to say one thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that actually was part of Under Lock and Key. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a movement. You know, a lot of people we didn't agree on. A lot of people didn't agree with us. But, you know, shout out to them, and I wish them the best. Because at the end of the day, you don't want nobody to never fall off. You know what I'm saying? You want to see everybody make it. We just had differences and misunderstandings. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them.
Shout out to everybody. And I'm going to take it to the Goldie and Angie Mulani track, Smack the Smack, straight off that new Under Lock and Key mixtape. I can't wait to the party. I can't wait to the festivities. And I can't wait to the release of this. And we're going to come right back. We're talking to Mike Ice, Under Lock and Key Entertainment. We be right back.
You okay in the building?
Yeah. First Lady,
Under Lock and Key. Spit that fact, sis.
Andrew Mulani. Be that mistress, I move is better shapely. Blocking all hatred, First Lady spit facts. Haters keep hating, got no love for debaters.
No,
never mind what you heard, I'm a chick run-ish. Yonkers is my battleground, most original underground. Backpack shorty running plays on you gamers. I'm a dream merchant selling dreams to you players. My vision much bigger than what you hoping and wishing. Hustin' in my yard, take you deep river fishing. Yonkers born and bred, go hard or go left. Approach the First Lady, better do it with respect. Unless you cutting checks, you a liability. My voice rain hail, that's why the world can feel me. Wanna find me, search for ULK. We the team building dreams through the USA. Everything I say, better take it as scripture. Cause our words be the truth, Goldilocks is an issue.
She an issue, too official, ha, get it. We had to let them know, big sis, under lock and key.
Right,
and I swear we taking over. Killing tracks like Smack to Smack. Said Smack to Smack, going hard on the track.
Yeah,
and like slap to slap, ha ha. Princess Angie Mulani, Under Lock and Key.
Mulani too real.
I gotta pay attention.
Let's go.
Cause this is how it gets done.
Yeah,
listen.
My mind is on his mission, and I'm grinding cause I'm gifted. And I'm young, talented, and getting it. And my haters never listen.
Get
so
it.
I hope these words ain't hitting. Spitting facts up in these written. My mind is so infected, spit reality.
Mulani,
that's a fetish. I got
get
the haters, and
it.
They hating.
Let's
bump it to my soul. Killing all these tracks. Yeah, that's back to back. Drake on that diss track. Fact to fact. Smack to smack. I swear to God, I'm setting all these search outs for these hookers. So I'm spitting facts. Hitting all these cities. Trying to put my neighbor on the map. I ain't really into trap. I'm into cause I got a gold wolf and I got a gold wolf.
Let's go.
Nisha said, yeah, you know that drink is too warm, man. Me and Goldie killing tracks back to back.
Let's get
we
it.
Really into whack rap, we into real hip hop. Females run this rap game, yeah, we going insane. I think my bars is on my mental, man, I'm going insane.
Yeah.
He's going smack to smack. I swear to get up, I'm chilling crack to crack.
I'm
really going hard like smack to smack. I keep it so real on the movie speaking facts.
Smack.
Oh Lord, yeah, we taking over. Under lock and key, yeah, you know we taking over. Cross the border, Satan facts, we taking borders.
First Lady and the Princess,
yeah.
We start this and end this.
A
force to be reckoned with, approach us with reverence.
That's a fact. Under lock and key, Princess Mulani, Goldie, back to back, killing on these tracks, smack to smack. We gotta go hard like that Drake on that diss track. We gotta go hard, smack to smack, ha.
Pay attention, I'm only gonna say this once, not twice. Representing the dream team is Goldie, First Lady, Princess Mulani, the boss lady, Shaw Ames. You're okay for life.
Now you will see what I'm talking about. If you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And I'm live right now with my manager, CEO Mike Ice of Under Lock and Key Entertainment. That track go hard, don't it, Micah?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? When I picked out the track, man, I thought about you and Angie right from the start. You know what I'm saying? I knew y'all would actually ace that track. So that's what's up. I want to give a quick shout out to like four people, Goldie. I want to shout out Don Sire. That was one of the first people that actually started doing showcases with me. I want to shout out Rob, our engineer at Esquire Studios. I want to shout out DJ Prophet for hosting the mixtape. And I want to shout out Malika Hooper. He's gave me my first shot on a web series called The Underachievers. I'm going to plug that in before we go so everybody can go check out me. I'm starting to act a little bit. So that's I want to plug them in real quick.
Yeah, so let's get into that now. Let's plug that in now because I know my sister got a couple of questions for you, and we're running out of time. You know, Ms. Goldie needs 4 hours on the radio.
Yeah, we got so much to talk about.
Radio Network.
Yeah. All right, the web series is about the underachievers. It's a web series where it's plots that goes on. It's, I can't give everybody the episodes and stuff like that. I'm in episode 2 and 4, and you can go to YouTube and you can type in underachievers. I'm gonna spell it out so everybody knows. It's UNDERACHIEVAZ. And when you type that in, type in episode 2 and 4, and you'll see me in episode 2 and 4.
2 and 4, okay. Y'all heard that. Make sure y'all check it out. And I'm going to be sharing it on my page, so you make sure you share it to me so I can share it to all the listeners. And I know my sister itching over there, got questions for you. She probably over there scratching and stuff. So say hi to Addie, Micah.
How you doing, Addie? What's going on?
I'm doing just great. It's good listening to y'all. It's like a family reunion just listening to y'all. So I'm excited and everything that y'all have done together and that y'all plan on doing. But I'm going to take it back to the basics. When did you know that your quest was of presidency and CEO leverage, that point of not second-guessing your strength and your abilities and becoming who you are today?
Hard work and determination and just seeing everybody, you know, embrace me when I first started out, you know what I'm saying? It actually took me under the wing. Shout out to Tony Tone from the legendary Cold Crush Brothers. He was my mentor. He used to take me everywhere. And he showed me the ropes of the music industry, and I ran with that since way back, you know what I'm saying? When I was a young kid, I always wanted to do this. So I never let nobody take me off my game, and I just kept doing what I do and being creative, reinventing myself. Goldie, I tell you, I always reinvent myself, and I never copycat off nobody. I'm original, and I always do what I feel is suitable for me and Under Lock and Key.
Okay, and because of, you know, she plays a lot of people like that wants to come out in the industry that's new to this thing and wanting to be exposed and everything, let them know what is the overview of ULK.
Well, the overview of ULK is just staying, you know, believing in yourself and keeping faith in your craft and promoting yourself, branding, and just, you know, doing what we do best, music, man, and putting classic music out. And hit records. Our job is to break a record on Billboard this year or next year. You
right.
know what I mean? That's our job. And our job is to put everybody in position to achieve that goal. And it takes a whole team effort to get there. So far, we're actually working together like we're supposed to. And for us to get to where we need to get to, we just got to keep working hard, sweetie, and just, you know, keep grinding and striving for excellence. And that's all I really do all day, every day. It's like 24/7, 365 for me. Go to tell you, I don't get no sleep.
Yeah.
I'm really into it.
Okay, we're going to get into that. And let me know about, as a CEO, because, you know, some people don't want to get down to the troublemaking stuff. But as a CEO manager and working a diverse genre, how do you be attentive to all of your artists, especially when you have those that are up for nominations while the others are just working hard, looking for their same fruits of their labor? How do you deal with them?
The point is, our camp is a camp that loves one another. We embrace each other. It's so funny you said that, because one day I wasn't in the studio and they all was in the studio having a good time. They get along with each other, and that's the most important thing, and they all embrace each other's music. It's no egotistic in our camp. There's nobody like, oh, I'm bigger than him or I'm bigger than her. It's everybody loves each other. Even when they're not performing, they go out and support the other artists. So, you know, I couldn't be blessed with a bigger camp and a better camp now that actually embraces each other and loves each other's music. And Angie is doing a lot of work right now, and everybody is just supporting her right off the bat. And then everybody's working on their project also. And we're going to have a lot of collabos together. So just look out for us, man. We're going to be really to be reckoned with soon. So, you know what I mean? Just follow on the lock and key.
Well,
that's all I can say.
I'll be jealous sometime. I'll be jealous sometime, my guys. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie. This is First Lady with the facts. So we're going to get down to the facts, right? So sometimes, you know, I love my camp, though. I love them. Like you said, I love their music. But, you know, I be thinking, like, that's my manager. I be like, no, that's my manager. That's my – Under Lock and Key is your company. But I be trying to be selfish with my guys.
You're so silly, baby. You know what's so funny?
We'll discuss that later on after the show, and then I'm going to ask y'all two questions. I'm going to bring both y'all back on and get down to the truth of the matter, the fact. But one thing I do say that I truly admire about you is that you do support your team with their success and accomplishments. You promote their adventures and all that great thing. So if they, at the end, when you give your Facebook and how they follow you, they will see that that's something that you do. But I was talking to the First Lady, and after reading your bio, because I give down to everything, you can't hide nothing. Although you posted on your page, I already found it before then. And as I was reading your bio, I had to collectively sort the fiction and the nonfiction, because I read so many hood books, and your life is such a short writing was very catching as a hood book. I appreciated the fact from the sorrow of the many losses that you took to the triumphs now. You have rose above the worst. What drives Mike Ice? You personally, as a man, as a mentor, as a CEO, as a president, what drives you today, and what can you add to your bio today that you have left out or that you have involved into?
You know, it's so hard to, like, actually keep things going on. You just actually keep working. And I was always taught, if you keep working and you keep believing, God will take care of the rest, man. You just got to keep faith in what you do. And I wouldn't be here without the man above, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want
right.
to thank God for actually giving me all the health and the strength and the know-how and the will to actually perfect my craft to get to where I'm at right now. And I wouldn't take nothing away from anything that I did or anything I actually accomplished in the past, because everybody has a mission, everybody has a journey. And I had to go through that journey to get to where I'm at right now. So I wouldn't take nothing away from it, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I just want to better myself now, you know what I'm saying? What I did then, I did then. And what's going on now is what's going on now.
Okay.
All right.
And I just want to say, my last question to you before you, you know, give everybody your information, your spiel. This is a question that most don't really care to ask because they may not deem it being necessary, but it's vital to us because we care about our guests and plus your family. We can assume that sleep is well because you eat well, but how do Mike really rest? We just spoke about that to where you just were saying she's seen that you go through the struggles and stuff like that, and that you really don't get time, that peaceful time. But when do you find rest, and what is your rest like?
Well, my rest is like, you know what I'm saying, spending time with wifey now. You know what I'm saying? You know, life is short, so I take a little time out, and we do us, you know what I'm saying, enjoy, you know, the finer things in life right now. You know, a lot of people embrace us as a couple, you know what I mean, and a power couple, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to Cheyenne, you know what I'm saying, love her to death, you know what I mean? She actually is my backbone, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're about to go to Miami on vacation. Everybody look for the pics. Angie's supposed to perform down there. And we're just, you know, enjoying what we do right now, and that's all, you know what I mean? Getting rest, you know, I rest in between, you know what I'm saying, when I can, you know? So
I'm coming to meet y'all in Miami, too.
No,
and I told sis, I told Addy to come on down to Georgia so we could go come meet y'all in Miami in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we want to come down to Atlanta in August. We want to come down to Atlanta in August. We just got to pick a date when we're going to come when everybody's free. You know what I mean? We're going
to
come down.
But I'm trying to meet y'all in Miami in July. Shout out to Master Moo and that whole 50 mics, 50 models. I don't know what it's called, but I know he does it every year and he does it big.
The Black Divas.
Black Divas, I know he shuts down the Congress Hotel, and he goes every year. The Princess is performing out there. So, you know, I'm not that far from Miami. So, you know, I'm trying to get my sister to come on down so we can meet y'all in Miami. I just got these tattoos. I can't get in the salt water, but I can get in the pool. But I'm trying to come meet y'all in Miami. So,
The first night is the pool party, so you know what I'm saying? You can, like, chill around the pool if you want to. You're not getting the water.
Because I got a bathing suit that just can't wait for Miami.
That's good stuff.
But
we gonna do it up. We're going to have fun out there.
Before we check out of here, I need you to give everyone your contact information, how they can follow Under Lock and Key, how they can keep up with Mike Ice and the whole camp.
Oh, most definite. The Facebook is Mike Ice. Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying? That's on Facebook. It's Mike Ice. My Instagram is Mike Ice, ULK. My Twitter is Under Lock and Key. My website is www.underlockandkeyent.com. Our YouTube page is Lock and Key ENT 365. And everybody knows my number, 917-332-7975. I had that number forever. That's my number. You can call me directly anytime you want. You know
why I'm laughing, right?
I have an office number. I have an office number too now, Cody. It's 347-691-3765. Sometimes I forget it. I have to look at my business card because I'm never in the office. So, you know how that is. I'm always in the field.
Wait
so.
A minute. You know why I'm laughing, right, when you say give out your number, right?
Yeah.
I'm laughing because, you know, God's been calling Mike Ice's phone for me. And be like, what they be saying?
They be like, yo, Cody just performed, man. Yo, can you tell him to call me? I'm like, yo, I'm sleeping, fam. We got to talk to him tomorrow. But it's cool, you know, when you got people. When you have people following you and actually embracing and calling, so you know you're reaching people, you know what I'm saying? So that's the most important thing.
So, in other words, if you ain't calling for business, don't call Mike Ice's phone because he don't play. And he mean, and he big, and he don't play. And you know what? He's
well,
the best manager ever. Go ahead.
Well, now I actually let all my calls go to voicemail, and then if nobody don't leave a message, I'm going to call them back. It's more business now than ever, so that's how it is. So,
right, so don't just be randomly calling Mike Ice's phone looking for me because he's going to shut you down. So, you know what? I love talking to everyone on the Vince Goldie TV radio show. And Mike Ice, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. For being my brother, for being my family member. I love you. You know, we tell them about the award we won, Mike Guys. Tell them real quick about the award we won.
Right, cool. I just want to shout out the whole Under Lock and Key Nation. A lot of people were trying to call, and sorry for that. I'm going to have to come back on another time and let y'all talk to me. We were talking about so many topics. Everybody that was listening, you know, don't think we didn't answer the call. We just couldn't because we were trying to get into so much stuff. And there's a lot of stuff I have to actually touch base on that I didn't get a chance to talk about, too. But I'm going to come on the show again, definitely. But the Underground Music Awards was a beautiful thing, man. It's all the hard work that me and Goldie put in. And it's funny because Goldie was looking for me, and I was looking for her. And I was in the back taking pictures with Uncle Swizz and Mike Moet. Shout out to them. And I was trying to find a stage. I couldn't find a stage. Everybody was directing me to the stage. And when I got on the stage and I told Goldie, I said, I don't even want to talk. I just want to hold up the trophy. And that was a defining moment. That was actually one of the most defining moments in my whole career that I actually was able to win something that actually a lot of people never got a chance to win. And we put a lot of work in for 11 years, and we finally got our just due. And shout out to the Underground Music Awards, Jesse Just and Mr. Roy, yeah, for acknowledging good music and, you know what I'm saying, acknowledging the whole Under Lock and Key and Goldie Locks for my life. And I appreciate that. And it was a beautiful night.
I thought we
were
going to have to fight our way up out of there. Because you know what? Let me tell y'all, at the Underground Music Awards, they had the sexy lady bringing out the trophies to everybody, right? So when they say my name, I'm like, oh, shoot, where's Mike Ice? So they bringing me to the stage. He done snatched the award from the girl, and he coming out on stage with it. So I'm looking for the pretty girl to bring my award out. Mike Ice got that award, boy. He had it in the Cobra Clutch. That was his award. I feel, even though it's on my dresser right now, looking so sparkly and pretty, I feel like that was definitely our award. It was for the camp, and it was for your hard work. You put in a lot of hard work for me and a lot of other artists, and I don't care if we sipping chicken broth out of a straw, and you 99 and I'm 90. No, I'm probably going to be like 40-something, but, you know, you're still going to be my manager, and we're going to work to the death of us, and we're going to keep being innovative. We're going to keep bringing new things, and I'm so glad that you finally got to be a guest on the Miss Goldie T radio show, and I'm going to have you back because the work that you put in has to be done in series. We're going to have a whole Under Lock and Key series. Shout out to my whole camp. Y'all keep working hard because y'all got to catch up to me. I know Mike Ice is a stickler about that work, I tell you. Y'all better get that work in, and y'all better do a good job.
Well, Angie's neck and neck with you, man. She's almost there, man. She got a lot of work
in.
She
can never be neck and neck with me because I'm older than her. And I want her to know that. She's a little sister. And I don't care if she's 300 shows in. She 300 shows behind me. I told her, before you can take over, you got to catch up first.
Report the facts.
No, but I know you love everybody. Yeah.
I'm going to get the fire up under her feet, though. If she want to catch up to Goldilocks, she better keep working.
She's working. Shout out to her for working hard, man. She's working
real hard. Shout out to her for working hard. And I'm right on her. I'm supporting her. I'm promoting her, and I love her, and I love the rest of the camp. And we out of here on the Miss Goldie T radio show. First lady with the tags on Culture Z Radio Network Under Lock and Key for life, baby.
It is. We're okay for life. Love you, ladies.
Yes.
Take care.
Love you too, my guys.